Today at Kwa Arinam is November 29th. Hinduism Today, our monthly international magazine, almost ready to go to the printers. The heads of the five schools at Kwa Arinam, called the Talavars, are meeting this morning. Message today is be cheerful, joyous and spontaneous for spiritual life. It's not a sad state of consciousness. Some of the religions of the world preach and teach, especially those who love to do child beating for discipline, that religion is a really somber affair. And when a spiritual leader is around, visiting, everybody is showing how religious they are by how sad they look. Repentant. Not so in Hinduism. Hinduism is a free-flowing religion. With a group of Hindus, of whatever sect it may be, of the four denominations within this great religion, they are relaxed, happy, smiling, enjoying the religious life of a gathering. Why is this? They have no conflicting beliefs within their subconscious mind. Now, often Hindus visit me with their children from India. Nearly every day do we give darshan. That means they're allowed to come to see me, and I see them. And occasionally a child hangs back with a uptight look of disdain, almost occasionally on their face, whereas the parents come forward. I ask the parents, do you send your child to a Christian school? They hang their heads and say yes. Well, the child will neither be a good Christian nor a good Hindu, but frustrated all through life. And when we take time to explain the matter to the parents, this is what they came to hear. A year or two later, they make a pilgrimage back to Kwa Arinam with the same child, and if they have adjusted the inner mind of the child by taking them out of the Christian school, putting him or her under public training in a public school or a private school, non-denominational school, the child will follow the parents' pattern and come forward. Why? Because their mind had not been pre-programmed to hate the Hindus. It's as simple as that. So we have to be sharp, we have to be wise. What we put into the minds of the children and to whom they associate with. Religious gatherings must be joyous. Converts in Hinduism often have two parts of their subconscious mind, that's the subjective mind, functioning, and you never quite know which is in power at one time or another. One would be their previous religion, the other would be their new religion that they converted into. They relate experiences of life and the solution to those experiences to one or the other of the religious patterns within their subconscious mind. True conversion into a new religion is changing the subconscious mind, not just memorizing the doctrine intellectually. Those who are unhappy in a religious gathering are often their previous religion when they were in the religious gathering. Now, how do we get into this subject here on cyberspace? Because many, many people are Ardha Hindus. They have a Hindu first name, but they're clinging on to a non-Hindu last name. They haven't taken the big step. The big step is not to fully change one's name. The big step is to go through a process which takes a year or maybe more of changing the subconscious mind and belief patterns within it. This is all explained at length in the very large book, Loving Ganesha. Ganesha is the first god that brings into the Sanatana Dharma, known as Hinduism today in the English language, new souls who were Hindu in their past life and accepted karma, reincarnation, the existence of God everywhere, and the progressive path of temple worship, and then becoming one with the deity within the temple through deep meditation, through yoga. Now, this is very important for us to know, because it is very important to examine who you are really inside yourself. Get rid of the old and come forward dynamically into the new. And this is registered by a smile on your face or lips down and a little frown. What is it going to be? 100% or Ardha Hindu? 0.5%. How did we get into this? This was a question that came up today at our morning meeting at the Kotaval Hindu Temple, and someone asked, why are unresolvable problems always unresolvable, and why can't we get over them even if we get the best of explanations? Well, the answer is what I've just been talking about. There are two parts of the subconscious mind that fight each other. One of the new beliefs of Sanatana Dharma and the other part of the subconscious mind, or one or the other group of beliefs or singular belief within the Abrahamic religions. Think about it. Play this back several times if you are a Hindu. If you have a Hindu first name, but haven't yet had the courage to take the big step and remold your subconscious mind. Play it again and again until you really understand. Take that big step, and it works both ways. Go back to the religion you were born in and be religious fully, or come into one of the four denominations. Can't accept them all. That's an impossibility, because even they don't agree on some subtle points. But 90% they do agree fully. Take the big step in or the big step out. Then you'll have that smile in a religious gathering. Well, seeing you through cyberspace, it's a wonderful experience for me. And hearing these daily messages, people say, it's a wonderful experience for them. Our international congregation is as solid as a rock. So, we'll see you tomorrow. I'll be seeing you tomorrow in cyberspace.